Welcome to another episode of Learn with Bestern, where we discuss the latest trends in leadership development, self-development, as well as well-being. There's so much information out there. We want to make sure we bring in the latest insights and research based on neuroscience and behavior change to give you the tools that you need to make a change in your personal and professional lives. Join us on a journey to learn more. We hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with others that might find it helpful. Starting a business, losing weight, trying to be more productive, maybe learning to go back to school again, whatever it may be, all of these aspirations that we have are very difficult to achieve without specific goals. And one thing we've always all heard about is the SMART goals. And we're here to just debunk the fact that they may or may not be useful. So when it comes to SMART goals, so of course, many of us know what it is, but in case you need a refresher, it's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. And I don't know about you, Yvonne, but I have struggled with SMART goals because there's some aspects that they might work for, but many, many things, including personal sort of goals and achievements, they often don't work. And I'm curious, because I know you know about this topic quite a bit. So why isn't it that these SMART goals, as realistic and attainable as they may be, don't actually bring results?
I have heard, in fact, the story that for some people works, for some people do not, it doesn't work at all. Now, the challenge that we have with the SMART goals is, like, we are focused on that number, on that outcome that we have back there. And in brain science, we already know that the fact that when something is a little bit hard to be achieved, the brain doesn't process it really nicely, and there is too much change, and then suddenly the motivation goes on the floor. So you mentioned, for instance, this story about losing weight, the famous one that everybody has in at least once in their life. So let's imagine that we have the goal of losing 5 kilos within 2 months. So we are so focused on that story, so we start going to the gym. So, and we realize the effort that there is behind that, and suddenly the motivation comes because the brain doesn't like so much change, and we simply drop it. So the fact that it is focused on that specific number makes us a little bit like it's too unrealistic, because it demands too much effort, too much of us in order to be attained. So there is some alternatives. So I was looking at some specifics in terms of methods that we could use that considers the fact that it's not about the number that we want to attain, but more about how are we going to be attaining that number. So there is a methodology, in fact, that is used in tech startups. In fact, it started with Google. It's called OKR, Objectives and Key Results. So the funny thing about objectives and key results is that the objective would be something completely inspirational. It's not a number or anything. It's something that really motivates us. It's like, instead of saying, I want to lose 5 kilos in 2 months, we say, I want to look awesome in 2 months or in 3 months, whatsoever. So I want to look awesome. The key result would be the outcome. Let's say that it would be the losing five kilos, that could be one of the measures that you have for that objective. But behind that, there is a couple of things that are called initiatives, like small mini experiments that you do that are going to contribute to you losing that weight. It is not about going to the gym. It would be like actions that you think that are going to contribute to your main objective, which is look awesome. So let's say that you decide to eat less of rice or less of bread or whatsoever. That's one initiative. The other initiative is at least walk during 20 minutes every day. You will have a bunch of initiatives. The cool thing about the process of OKR is that you are constantly reviewing these initiatives. So every 2 weeks, for instance, you would say, this initiative is this contributing my objective looking awesome? Yes or no? If it is not, kick it out. You can replace it by something else. So you are in fact in a continuous experimentation, and you are focused not on the outcome, you are focused on the how you reach that. In fact, the outcome is the famous Simon Sinek story, is the why you are doing that, looking awesome. Now, I don't know what you think, Elena, but in a world where there is a lot of uncertainty about our life, our jobs, about our business, so why don't we try something that would be a little bit more agile? Something that is continuously pushing us to be creative, to invent new initiatives. Wouldn't it work? What do you think?
Yeah, I think what you described is definitely relevant. And I think whoever's listening to this, and if you've applied the SMART goals and you're like, why isn't it working? This is why, because it's not sustainable a lot of times, right? And our minds just don't work this way. And I think if anything, what we can take away from this is that just give this a try, experiment, try something alternative. It just might do the magic.
It might work, right?
Right.